This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
It's News Radio 1070 WINA Charlottesville Right Now. Happy Friday to you, and a lot to talk about here. CBS News, we're approaching it at the top of the hour at 5 p.m., and then another local news update from Bailey Disselcone in the 24-hour local news center. Well, great to tell you about some of the wonderful things that happen in our community. We like to do that. And right now we're proud to be joined by Olga Morse. She, of course, is the owner editor, of Forward Adelante magazine. So, Olga, welcome to our studios.
Hello, Jay.
It's good to see you.
Nice to be here with you.
You are normally our Deportes reporter or the best seat in the house when it comes to this wonderful Latin American soccer league that we have here in Charlottesville. And we're going to give a little backstory to that for our audience here in Charlottesville right now in just a moment. But let's do it now. I was thinking ahead of myself. So tell folks a little bit about the league, how long it's been around, and how many folks are participating in our community, in our ever-growing Latin American community, in this wonderful league.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the league has been since 2005 started, and under the President Jesus Ayala, mm-hmm. He is the owner and president of this league, and it's been growing. Mm-hmm. Right now we have 23 teams in a second division and 8 in the first division.
Now, how many people is that actually playing? This is a men's league, ages 18 and up.
Yes.
And how many people are playing in this league?
Around 620.
Yes. 620 people, and so tell us, Olga, where the games are played.
Yes, they are played at Rivanna Park, that is on Route 20, Johnson and Walker Schools, and they usually start at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. in the morning, and the last game is played at 4 p.m.
Okay, so that's the backdrop. It's called La Liga de Charlottesville, and it's a soccer league. Now, tell us what it's like from a visual standpoint to see the community, the Latin American community. And we love to highlight this on the program because it's a growing part of our diversity here in Central Virginia. But what is it like on Sundays when everybody's out and watching these games?
Oh, it's very beautiful gathering of so many fans and family members, and they keep going to the parks. It doesn't matter whether it's hot or it's raining. They just go there. Mm-hmm. And enjoy, and not only that, they support the fans, but they make it a day out with the families, enjoy eating mm-hmm. tacos and refreshments, and it's a very
Which
beautiful
is why
scene.
I need to get out there, especially for
yes.
tacos, I'm just saying. But you said there are two divisions. The better division is the first division, which has 8 teams, and then the second division has 23. Any updates that you wanted to share about either one of those divisions?
Yes, in the first division, León, the team León was defeated for the first time, and it moved to the second place, and now it's San Miguel mm-hmm. is in moved to the first position. And in the second division, we still have Buena Vista, mm-hmm. and that is has not been defeated. Mm-hmm. And it's in first place. So we're very proud for Buena Vista.
Sounds good. Now let's talk about, before we run out of time this afternoon, you called it La Copa Mundial, which means the World Cup. And it's going on. It's in its quarterfinal stage today. You interact with so many different folks. What's kind of been the feeling around watching the U.S. team and watching the World Cup, and especially with the backdrop of having a local soccer league like this here? And it could be folks who are represented who are from countries that are in the World Cup as well. So what has it been like watching the U.S. go through this, even though they were eliminated in the knockout stage?
Yes, it is a wonderful to see how the Hispanic community is united in support of United States team. They actually feel that when I talk to them and I go to the different places that are watching the games, they have the feeling that United States for 2014 will be a great contender. They have that faith that this is going to be just an incredible team, mm-hmm. United States. So they're very proud.
We're talking with Olga Morse, and of course, the editor and producer of Ford Adelante magazine. It's a bilingual magazine here, business journal locally. We're talking about La Liga de Charlottesville, a Latin American soccer league of adults in our community, over 600 play. But as we talk about the World Cup, I'm curious, is the last thing on this. You know, we're familiar with countries like Brazil and Argentina and playing very well, Portugal playing well in it. And you were talking about the fervency and the energy that they're supporting the United States team. This Sunday, there'll be a naturalization ceremony, Olga, as you know, up at Monticello.
Yes.
And there will be naturalizing citizens and things of the sort. When you think about the Latin American community as a whole here in Charlottesville supporting the U.S. team, do they feel like that they're behind this? Because are they starting to say, even if I may be from Argentina, I'm rooting for the United States team because I am an American. I am a part of the United States of America. Are you starting to see that phenomenon a little bit?
Oh, yes, definitely. And also it is the fact that they see United States embracing the sport to that level. And that is a very important aspect of that I think is very exciting to them to see how United States is becoming part of this world sport,
which is so big in all over the world,
yes,
except for here. So to see it growing here, definitely encouraging. Olga, before we run out of time, tell us where we can find out. I'm sure we can get more information about La Liga de Charlottesville in your magazine. So where can folks find your magazine?
That is, they can find it every major supermarket, all the Latin markets, some restaurants, banks,
throughout the area. Online too?
Oh, yes, sir. It's online, and it's forwardvirginia.com.
Okay. Olga, thank you for being with us this
afternoon. Thank you so much, Jay.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.